Going to get another match here going for a second round consolation. 10 seed now, Lundville, a junior out of Glenwood, 43-11. Going up against the 24 seed, Quinn Schmidt, a freshman, 26-13 of Sioux Center. They're going to get to the middle hood. They're going to shake hands. They're going to get ready to go. Collar tie on the right side here for Schmidt. Nice slide by down to a JJ here. Trying to be bring this down to the mat here as Lumble has the head. Just needs to bring it down to the mat. And they're going to call stalemate. Minute 49 left here in this first period. And they're going to still go. Collar tie now to an underhook here on the left side for Lumble. Gets into a nice high crotch. Now down to a dump. Gets himself a tick down here for three. Lumble now trying to be able to roll in some wrist. Trying to be able to press things forward here. Now goes to an underhook, to a armbar here onto the left side. Trying to be able to finish this off through. Minute 22 left here in this first period. Has an armbar locked up here. Now trying to run a half onto the other side. Probably going to go out of bounds here, but Lumble does a good job dragging him back in. Here, minute 12 left here in this second, in this first period. Still with an armbar locked up here is Lumble. Schmidt trying to be able to break his way out of it. Lumble now still stays in on it. Now trying to be able to go in down to a wrist. Now just needs to be able to hop sides. Has the wrist. Now just needs to hop sides and try to be able to run this. Lumble trying to be able to work his way through. Schmidt doing a good job of playing defense. But Lumble just needs to continue to take that big step here. Still has the arm bar locked up. Schmidt trying to post the arm out here. 39 seconds left here. Lumble needs to work back to grabbing this wrist, has the wrist, now trying to be able to work his way over, gets the leg back out, now just needs to take that big step to be able to turn it. Just losing the wrist is all that is, now trying to peel out the other hand, Schmidt's able to fight this off. Lumble now to a chop and jam onto the left side. 18 seconds left here in this first period. Isaac Williams, again, 12 seconds left here. Now breaks out the wrist, trying to thread the needle. Now 9 seconds left here. Now trying to be able to hot sides. Gets him near fall here with 6 seconds left. Has his leg kind of stuck. He's not going to be able to maybe get the fall, but he might with 1 second left here. Has him pretty flat on the mat, and they're going to give the fall, and they're going to say that time was out. So he's going to get 4 near fall, or 3 near fall. Going to get 3 near fall, but time's going to be out. So it's going to be 6-0. They're going to go into the second period. It's going to be Red's choice. Schmidt's going to defer. Lumble's going to choose bottom. Lumble had him stuck. If he has about 10 seconds left here on the match, he's able to finish that. Chop and jam here on the left side here for Schmidt. Now to an arm bar here. Now Lumble trying to be able to turn and face him. Sit out, turn in, stands up. Now going for a switch attempt. Now onto the leg. Minute 50 left here. 6-0 again, still the lead. Schmidt still in control. Lumble trying to be able to tripod his way up to his feet. Lumble's now up to his feet. Schmidt looking to be able to get himself onto a mat return. Lumble's able to get himself an escape. Gets out for one. Now leads here 7-0. Goes to another nice slide by attempt. Going to get himself a takedown here for three. Going to lead now here 7-0. Now has a half Nelson onto the other side. Still trying to be able to work. Lumble again.
Now wrestling mat number two at 175.
With an armbar here onto the left side. Minute 10 left here. 10-0 lead for Lundville. Minute 5 left here. Still trying to be able to work. Keep this foot in. Lumble needs to be able to bring it back in. Schmidt doing a good job still again on the defense. 10-0 the lead here. Lumble still trying to drag Schmidt back in. Now has the arm, tries to be able to roll through, stand up. Foot goes out of bounds. And now going to lead here 10-0 again with 46 seconds left here. Lumble trying to be able to work and get himself a fall. Going to go back to the center. We're going to get and ready to go. Then we're going to have some blood time down here on mat number 6. 10-0 again. Going to have some more, one more match here for you tonight with Jacob Oust of Glenwood and Lowentank of New Hampton, Turkey Valley. They're going to cut the blood time. That's going to be down on mat number four here at any minute. Schmidt's going to get set. Lundvall will cover. Chop and jam now to a switch attempt here from Schmidt. 44 seconds left here. Lundvall now goes again to the chop and jam on the other side. Schmidt trying to be able to work out of this spiral ride that Lundvall's got, still working onto the edge of the mat here. 35 seconds left, 10-0 lead. Lundvall trying to be able to peel the arm out here. Going to be a stall warning on Schmidt. Lundvall now has an arm bar locked in on the left side. 25 seconds left here, looking maybe for a stack. Lundvall again here with a tight waist, chop and jam on the other side. Still trying to be able to roll in some wrist. 13 seconds left here. Lundvall leads here 10-0. And that's going to do it here for your second period. 10-0 lead here for Lundvall, trying to be able to finish this match off. It's going to be Schmidt's choice. Schmidt's going to choose neutral. And they're going to go. Three really nice slide bys from Lundvall to be able to continue to add score onto this match. They're probably going to be looking for another one here pretty shortly. Collar tie on the right side for Lundvall. Shot attempt here from Schmidt. Front head and arm position for Lundvall. Good job breaking down the hips here as Lundvall still hanging on this leg as Schmidt. No points awarded just yet. Lundvall hanging on to this leg here. Just needs a free hip in. Now looking to work over on top. Has his leg. Schmidt's in on this leg. Now elevating it here is Lundvall. Now trying to be able to step through, get himself a takedown. Now has some near fall. Has the leg pretty much caught up to his face. Now trying to be able to find a way to get himself in on this fall. And then right there is going to be the fall for Lundvall. And he's going to end up winning by fall in the third period. And Lundvall will move on to tomorrow to be able to continue to keep fighting and try to be able to find his way onto the medal stand. Going to have one more match for you down here on mat number four. That's going to be Oust of Glenwood. Oust of Glenwood and Tank of New Hampton Turkey Valley. That's going to be happening here at your 190 weight. And that's going to be down here, going on right down here on mat number four. Last match here of the day. Oust of Glenwood and Tank of New Hampton Turkey Valley. That's going to be happening down here again on mat number four. Going to get the ankle bands on. A lot of good wrestling that we had here today. We'll have quarterfinals and third round consolation action for you here tomorrow, along with the semifinals that is going to happen. That's going to happen tomorrow, starting at about 5 o'clock. So I got two sessions coming in tomorrow. Again, collar tie onto the right side here for Oust. Heavy collar tie. Tank. Now into a two-on-one with a wrist, looking for a Russian tie. Oust breaks his way out of it. Tank again coming in with a collar tie. Minute 30 left here. Still bringing pressure in forward here is Tank. Oust trying to be able to work his way out of it. And they're going to go out of bounds. Minute 21 left here in this mat. Excuse me, in this first period. Still staying here at the center. Collar tie again onto the right side. Trying to be able to work his way in. Now goes a slide by his Tank. Now into a Russian tie. Oust does a good job shoving the head down. Oust needs to be able to continue to move his feet. Now to a snatch single. Here is Tank. And now tries to be able to go double off. Wizarding down here hard is Oust. Shoving the head down. Trying to sneak his way out the back. Again, Tank still hanging on to this knee here. Oust trying to be able to scramble. No points rewarded yet here. Tank trying to be able to break the hand lock here of Oust and work his way around. Oust trying to be able to fight. 36 seconds left there, and Tank's able to break the grip here of Oust and gets himself now a takedown here for three and leads with 30 seconds left here in this first period. Now with a head lever here is Tank. Chop and jam here onto the left side. Oust needs to be able to build the base back up. Going to be a stall warning on Oust. 18 seconds left here. Rolling in a wrist now is Tank. Oust trying to be able to fight off. Gets put onto his back. Going to be some near fall here with 10 seconds left. Ouse just needs to be able to keep moving, try to sink out the back door. 5 seconds left here. Ouse trying to be able to fight, and it's going to be pretty close there. And that's going to be it for time. And it's going to be four near fall. Going to lead here 7-0. Going into the second period, and here comes the flip.
Now wrestling on back.
Flip's going to go to Tank.
West Delaware, Manchester.
Tank's going to choose top. Ouse is going to be on bottom. Ouse is going to get set. Tank will cover. Chop and jam on the left side here for Tank again, trying to work towards a head lever here to get himself into an arm bar. One stall call here on Ouse. Another stall call on Ouse. Going to be one for Tank. Rolling in the wrist here again. Has an arm bar locked in tight. Trying to be able to keep it legal here. Minute 41 left here in this match. Ouse trying to be able to fight off of this, but gets caught onto his back, and he's stuck here pretty tight. And there's going to be the fall for Tank, and that's going to round it out for Jacob Ouse this year. Finishing at the state tournament, two-time state qualifier for Glenwood, and a great season and career there for Ouse. We'll have a recap here for you very shortly. Try to be able to go find and get some interviews, and we'll bring that to you here from back from the Casey Center.